The band you see before you is a true rarity amongst brass bands. There are only a few bands in the entire nation that even come close to what you see before you today, and none have been around so long or have such a great history. What makes this different from other bands? It is a Civil War style band. All of the instruments you see are antiques. There are no reproductions here. This is also an E-flat brass band. The highest instrument is an E-flat cornet, which is about half an octave higher than what you usually hear in modern bands. We also have some unusual configurations. I'll start with the circular horns. Who has a circular horn? Please hold it up. The circular cornet is extremely rare. We have bell front instruments. These don't look so different from what you're accustomed to. We have bell up instruments, and the E-flat bell up cornet there is a true rarity. And then, of course, we have the over-the-shoulder instruments. Over-the-shoulder row, please stand and demonstrate the posture. The over-the-shoulder instruments were used because the bands headed the column of troops marching from one location to the other. We have several different sizes of instruments. We have E-flats. E-flats, please hold your instruments up. It's on the right side of the band. Then we go to B-flat cornets, then E-flat altos, B-flat tenors and baritones, and E-flat basses. We also have a group of woodwinds, a flute, a piccolo, no clarinet, right? Oh, he's over here. He's standing with his arms up, no clarinet in his hands, and the sun is in my eyes. We also have a set of percussion, our battery, rope tensioned, calfskin heads, gives the bass a nice rumble, and not to be forgotten, our cymbal expert flashing Father Ferris.